Welcome to the Edinburgh Cider View. My name's Neil Caldwell. I have with me James Cocker, a.k.a. IT.
Hello. That is what I'm called, I think.
It is. What have you got in your fridge this week, IT?
That was quick. We can't just, like, throw out a podcast after how long has it been?
Time doesn't matter in the world of podcasting.
I think you're just thirsty.
I am a bit. So what have you got in your fridge this week?
Well, after being away for about 2 years, I think the hot weather's got to us. We've decided to try some more ciders out of nowhere. So in my fridge, we have a few bottles that have probably actually been lying around for a few years. So who knows what they're actually going to be like. I've got a couple of recent ones too. We have got a... I should have worked out how to pronounce this beforehand, but I'm going to attempt it as Himachal. Would you concur?
Maybe Himachal.
Himachal, which is an Indian cider.
From the Himalayas.
From the Himalayas, apparently. I've got a pine, a fine perry, which is a black tea red. Who actually makes this? Oh, it's Oliver's. It's an Oliver's one. I forgot about that. We have got one here which I quite like the name of. It's called Crooked Branch by Harry Taylor's. And then we've got Dunkerton's to try, which is their improved Kingston Black. 8%. Oh, I hadn't noticed that. So, what should we start on? Oh, well, I do have... Now, because a couple of these have been lying around for a few years, I'm not sure what they're going to be like. So if any are off, I do have a backup cider that we can open instead. But let's see what they're like to start with. So, shall we start with dry?
Driest first.
What's the Kingston Black? Is that...
Let's just go with Kingston Black. A Dunkerton cider.
Old-fashioned dry still cider, apparently.
Let's get back into the swing of things.
Okay.
A Dunkerton's is the best way
let's
to do this.
Let's go in... with a Dunkerton. So this one I picked up in Portobello, actually.
All right.
In the beer zoo. You've been to the beer zoo in Portobello?
I haven't, no. And when did you get this?
No, this is a recent one. This was only a few months ago.
So the thing is, we're going to need to determine whether these ciders, maybe this one excepted, are off or not off.
Well, we'll get to it's the Indian one that I'm a bit wary about. But we'll get to that later.
And why are you wary about the Indian side?
We'll get to that later.
Okay. So let's once again. This is the improved Kingston Black Cider, organic from Dunkerton's.
Now we're a big fan of Dunkerton's.
We are.
So let's see how
very
this
pungent aroma
compares.
That's quite good.
Mm.
Smells appalling, by the way.
It's
But it tastes.
I don't know. It
tastes
not,
quite nice. I think, you know, we were discussing just before the show whether we'd had this the Kingston Black cider before it was improved, and I think we might have actually.
Well, Kingston Black is a single a variety, isn't it? It's a single black, a single variety apple.
But I think we had a very small bottle of Dunkerton's, which was our first one, which was definitely an organic black cider. I'm thinking.
And we should have looked this up before the show. Did you not look this up?
No, we didn't, because it's your fridge, it's your feature. Anyway, I'm sure we did have a cider very similar to that, which smelled quite bad, but was okay.
Okay.
But it wasn't like the other Dunkertons that we'd really liked, the Black Fox and the other one. The Premium Organic. Yeah. They're the two that we like.
I've been drinking a lot of just their, I think it's just labelled as organic recently. And that's really good. And I'd say this isn't quite as kind of full bodied as that. Let's say it's
a bit sharper, isn't it?
It's a little bit in some ways. It's a little bit more drinkable, but not necessarily in a good way. It depends. It's a little bit more refreshing. Let's say than the likes of their potentially stronger flavored organic one.
Well, I think the thing that's worth mentioning there was the lowest cider or perry we've rated. Was a French perry, which you described as being like blocked drains.
Yes, I do remember that one distinctly.
Now, the smell of this is similar to the smell of that.
Okay, interesting.
However, when you're drinking it, you're expecting whatever happens at the start, you're expecting something at the end that's going to be a bit like what you're smelling, but it doesn't appear, never appears. So I still quite like it.
I mean, you never know it was 8%.
It's 8%?
It's 8%.
Do you know what? I actually do like it.
Mm.
But the smell really put me off. Let's go straight to grading this.
I forgot about grading. Are we still grading them these days?
Well, yeah. That's the premise of the show.
Yeah, I know. But I actually, the other night, I had a Devon Red.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's called, isn't it?
Yeah, Sanford Orchard.
Sanford Orchard's Devon Red. I saw it in Morrison's, actually. Because mm-hmm. Remember, we first discovered it in Brewdog. And you bought a whole like crate of the stuff at home.
I did, yeah.
For drinking it.
I still get emails from them since then.
So I bought this, but I wasn't... Yeah, I think just after drinking so much Dunkerton's, especially their organic one,
yeah,
which is quite flavoursome, it just tasted like, yeah, it didn't have much going for it.
The thing I'd say about the Devon Red and Sanford Orchard's maybe in general is it's tastes like a very good version of cheap fizzy cider, maybe. And I think we quite liked it at the time because there was a spell on the podcast back in the day when we did them that we had a lot of 6.5 ciders.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of much of the same. And then we maybe had Sanford Orchards all of a sudden and we really liked it. But that's because it was maybe a little bit sweeter, a bit more interesting, a bit more going on. But if you compare that to really good ones, it's not quite it.
Exactly. So I don't think we rated that in the show. But my kind of point is that a lot's changed since...
A lot has changed since we rated.
So I suppose we should kind of rate them. Even just, I suppose, to compare these four that we've got here today. So, what are you gonna give it?
At least 7.5. I'm surprised myself because when I smelt that at the start, I was thinking bad, but I'm gonna give that an 8.
Ooh. I'm going 7.5.
Okay, so a 7.75 grading. That's how we did it, wasn't it?
That's how we
a simple average.
That's how it works.
Good start.
So, not a bad start. Where should we go next? Probably to the Crooked Branch. I believe that's dry.
Crooked Branch. This is Harry Taylor's, the manufacturer. And somebody who I'm presuming is Harry Taylor's picture appears in the bottle. Dry cider. This is from Herefordshire, as most ciders we seem to try in the show are.
Well, it's because it's one of the biggest... counties that produce cider. So this I picked up. Where did I pick this up now? Somewhere. I should have remembered this. Somewhere down south I picked this up. Funnily enough, it was reduced in a co-op.
Right. Reduced in a co-op somewhere down south, meaning in England somewhere.
Yeah, where did we go? I can't remember. Somewhere in the countryside. In a co-op.
And how many years ago was this?
No, this was last year.
Is this... So this is not at risk of being off?
No, this one should be fine.
Okay.
I mean, the reason the bottle's dusty, it's not dust, it's sawdust because it's been in my garage for a year.
It's the thing.
So, another kind of clear, fizzy...
Clear, moderately sparkling cider.
Less of an aroma than the...
Which claims to be dry.
Than the Dunkertons.
I like that.
It's almost drier than the Dunkertons. Would you say?
It is dry, but I don't feel dry.
It's definitely got more of that sucking all the moisture at you.
See, I don't know if it does.
Your tongue kind of dry.
I think it's got a bit of it. You're expecting that. You're tasting it at the start and you can see why it's dry. But I don't feel like I'm needing a glass of water instantly.
No.
Actually, maybe I am now.
Okay.
Maybe it's getting to me right at the end. Yeah, it's definitely a dry cider, but... Some of the aspects of dry cider, which I don't like, that doesn't have.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean about that. It's kind of like a dry cider in the style of cider that we kind of like.
Yeah.
Not that that's really enlightening many people.
No, but I'd say it's definitely worth a try. I think there'll be some people that absolutely love that. So if you're in some random co-op in England...
I'll look it up. I'll work it out.
Definitely try Crooked Branch from...
reduced, so it might not even exist anymore, to be honest.
Well, we never know. No, it's definitely worthwhile. I don't know. I wouldn't want maybe 2 or 3 bottles.
I think it was somewhere in Shropshire.
Somewhere in Shropshire,
believe.
It's a strange deferred memory.
Anyway,
you've got.
it's from Herefordshire, so I'd imagine you can find it all over the place down there, if indeed it still exists, since that was a year ago.
Very good. Right, will we press on?
Yes, shall we go for the Perry or the Indian cider next? Oh, hold on, we haven't rated this.
Oh, yeah, we haven't rated it. So I think I'm going to give Crooked Branch by Harry Taylor's 6.5.
Oh, see, it grows on me the more I have it. I just had a last spook then. I'm going 7.
Not a bad grade then. Not a bad grade. 6.75 on average.
6.75. Right, Indian or Perry?
I think we'll go to the Indian ones.
Okay. So, this Himachal. Indian cider. I was provided this by Growl of Beers that I think this was back in the day because we haven't done a show since they showed it closed down, have we?
No, I don't think we have.
They sold this, and so I got a bottle from Stuart at Growler Beers, but unfortunately Growler Beers no longer exist in Edinburgh. So I've been hanging on to this for at least a couple of years. So I think it says best before 2016 on the bottle. But because it was Indian, I didn't want to drink it myself. I wanted to kind of save it and try it in the next podcast.
In a show.
So hopefully it's still drinkable.
So it's a still cider, or at least it's still
well,
now.
Well, it's still now. Oh dear. Well, it's got A in aroma. I'm not sure if it's meant to. I'm going to let you taste it first. He's pulling a face. Do you think it's gone off?
I don't know if it's gone off, but I don't think it's meant to be like how.
Does it taste like vinegar?
No, it doesn't taste like vinegar.
No, I'm going to try some.
It's very light. I mean, there's just not much flavour to it, really.
It's kind of, yeah, it's, no, it's perfectly drinkable, that. It's definitely still fine. Maybe, does it say it should have a fizz? It's definitely much more subtle compared to the Harry Taylors and the Dunkertons.
It does say medium cider with a distinctive fruity, lighty, sparkling.
Well, it's only light, so I'm going to lose that in a couple of years. But for a cider that's been sitting there for a couple of years, it's not bad, actually.
The first authentic Indian cider to arrive in the British market. It's now available at great Asian restaurants across the UK.
There we go. It's not bad. I thought it might end up just tasting like one of those generic fizzy things that you get, and okay, it's lost its fizz. But
do you know what? The thing is, see if you're in an Indian, that is a far better option than beer. I'm assuming it'll be better than what it's like just now.
It's probably lost something over a couple of years.
What's the best before date?
The best before date is November 2016.
Okay, so we're recording this on the 26th of June 2018.
It says it was produced in November 2015.
Right, so
it's nearly...
Yeah, it's probably...
Not too bad.
It's probably past its best anyway.
Mm.
Bear in mind, I've just told the listeners when this episode was recorded. So we'll see when it was published, listeners, won't we?
We'll see how long it takes to edit. did it make a fizz when you took the top off it?
No, but I might have done it with great care, as is my wont.
Okay, yeah. Well, interesting.
I'm going to give that... it literally tastes like flavoured water to me now. But I don't feel it's fair to grade it.
I think we still should, but bearing in mind that it's potentially not how it's meant to be.
Well,
I don't think it's far off, to be honest.
Well, I'm going to give it 5.5.
It's perfectly drinkable.
I'm going to give it 5.5 on the grounds that I would try it. I'm not disgusted by it, and given it's a year and a half past its best, I would have it again.
Yeah.
To see if it's actually okay.
Okay, I'm going 6.
Yeah, okay. 5.75. And I'll amend that grade if I have it in an Indian restaurant and it accompaniments curry very well.
Okay.
Okay, so we press on to our final one, which is a Perry.
A Perry.
A fine Perry, no less. A
fine Perry from good old Tom Oliver.
Yeah, but this is a different bottle style. It's a very clear bottle.
Yeah, it's quite a unique style bottle, this one. In fact, it's not even a... Is it a full 500? Is it? No, it's a 375ml. Bottle. This is another one I picked up in Beer Zoo in Portobello.
Oh.
So again, this This is...
That's bottle conditioned, I think.
Only a few months.
I think that's bottle... Because it was... Well, I mean, you saw the fizz come out of that, didn't
well,
you?
Well, yeah, but I think you might just be making things up.
No, that's a French-style fizz.
Yeah. Mm, the head on it is yeah, French-style head in some ways, I suppose. Give us some.
I'm just investigating the... I mean, this is a seriously... I'm thinking this is going to be like a French perry, which have gone two different ways.
Hmm.
It also had a seal inside the cap.
Oh, yeah.
So I think this could be a...
It's an interesting...
I think that is a bottle condition one.
Interesting cap. You might not be talking out your ass after all. That's quite good.
It's definitely a French-style perry. But I don't think I'm a massive fan of French style beer. fan of French style cider.
Yeah.
But it's not my thing, that.
It's...
I don't like it.
You don't like it? You literally do not like it?
Do not like it, Matt.
Wow.
I mean, I can drink it because I'm not a child,
I don't think it's... Is it really that different? Or has it got that strong of a taste that you don't like it? I think it's fine. I think taste is, it's. I wouldn't say it was necessarily kind of full-bodied by any means.
See,
but
I was actually thinking about this the other day for some reason. I think there's a type of sour perry you get, and I think there's a subset of people that are massive fans of those style. So you remember that perry that I was talking about that we graded 3 out of 10 or something like that, and. We were specifically recommended that in a shop in Morningside. And the person was like, oh, you will absolutely love this. So there must be a group of people that love French sour perries.
It is quite...
Whereas perry, I think, in the UK, or the traditional method of perry, is going to be naturally sweet. Whereas that dry, soury type of perry, I don't think quite works the same way. Don't mind a dry cider, but a dry perry...
I don't know. I think it could work well in certain scenarios, this. I think this. I can imagine this going with, I don't quite know what, but some kind of dish, some kind of... there's something. I think it could work well paired with something else.
Yeah, but it's just like... Basically, it's a wine substitute, a white wine substitute. But I wouldn't want... I mean, I wouldn't want that instead of a nice white wine.
Interesting. So it was made by Oliver's, but it says design by Kellenberger White for the Fine Cider Company. So it's made from juice of black and red perry pears. It's the 2015.
Yeah. Okay, it's not as bad as at first, though. After drinking a bit more, it's...
Yeah.
Maybe just because it's a bit drier as well than we were expecting. I'm going to... I'll give it a generous 5.
Okay, I'm going 6.5.
Okay, so 5.75 again.
Because I prefer it over the Indian one. There's a bit more going on. But
okay, so that was a mixed bag. Mm,
interesting.
I think we started off with a good one, though, in the...
I don't think you can go wrong with Dunkerton's, really, can you?
No. I'm just looking again. The improved Kingston Black Cider is definitely the best of the bunch that we've had. And it was a surprisingly high 8%.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm thinking now, I'm going to have some more of that now for the rest of the show.
Okay.
And I'm thinking for an 8%, that is remarkably drinkable.
Yeah. No, I'd agree with you there. Definitely. No, I'm not going to top myself up with that. I'm actually going to reach for the Crooked Branch. It's this one that intrigues me, I think, a bit more than the Dunkertons.
Okay, well, we've done our review of your fridge. I think it's time to...
It's good, that.
Time to move on to cider news.
Some cider news. Well, I thought we'd just, I mean, rather than trying to kind of pick any highlights out of what's happened in the cider world in the last 2 years since we decided, there's various things been going on. I thought we'd just basically have a chat about some of the things that we've discovered ourselves and what we've been up to with regards to cider. So I thought we could start by just mentioning a couple of new Scottish cider producers that we have come across.
Very good.
In our time away. The first, which I don't think we've actually yet tried any from, is Steelhead Cider, which I think is how you pronounce it, Steil. that are based near Dumfries.
All right, near Wilton Mills then.
I'm not sure Wilton Mills are from Dumfries. But yeah, I think it was last year. Jolly Judge had a few of their ciders on the go. We didn't manage to find or to be in when they had some on. But yeah, they use local apples. New Scottish cider. So keep an eye out for Steelhead. And then just recently, we were at the Jolly Judge week before. They had a cider from the Caledonian Cider Company, which is based on the Black Isle.
Oh, yeah. So I can't remember what we thought about that.
Up near Inverness. I think we thought it was fine. I think it wasn't quite our style. It wasn't quite our style, but it wasn't like somewhere like the Wart Mills that just didn't quite tick all the boxes for us. It was a kind of in between.
I'm struggling to remember.
Because the first one we had.
Do you know the thing to make a point about when you go to the cider festival at the Jolly Judge? It's great, right? Because they've got tons of great cider to try. But we have something like, what, six half pints each?
Six or seven. Seven normally is our average. We work that out.
And we're done. We're absolutely done by that point.
Well, you are. I could have had some more.
Yeah, but it was already closing time anyway, so we started at 8 o'clock. And it's it does show the one flaw of cider in that, even though, I mean, it's, you could probably have the same volume of wine, but you kind of feel as if you're done more with cider, actually. Maybe that's just me these days.
I think, speak for yourself.
I don't drink as much cider as I used to, I don't think.
Maybe we should be starting to do two trips to each Jolly Judge Cider Festival to make sure we get a greater range. Anyway.
Probably should, actually.
Fortunately, though, we did rate all the ciders, and yeah, we gave it 6.5, the Caledonian cider.
That's not bad.
Is what we gave it. I mean, the highlights for me were the Watkins Pider. You weren't so much as a fan.
I think I've had it before.
You liked the Hallett's National Treasure. And actually, yeah, the interesting one that came up was the Hex Dunkerton's Late. Do you remember that one? We were confused over the name.
Oh, yeah, because Dunkerton's is an apple variety.
Dunkerton's Late, the Late Sweet, I think it is a variety of apple we worked out.
Yeah.
We were trying to work out whether it had anything to do with the Dunkerton cider producer. And basically worked out, what was it that Dunkerton's itself, basically, yeah, this Late Sweet, there's an apple called Late Sweet, which was just created by some guy called Dunkerton's. And as far as I could tell, there's no link to the actual cider producer, Dunkerton's. But the actual cider producer, Dunkerton's, was set up by the parents of one of the founders of Superdry.
Right,
and it's since been taken over by him.
But so, Superdry is kind of academic to the rest of the story.
Yeah, it's just an interesting, tidbit, and now he runs that. Jolly Judge is basically where I've been for most of the last 2 years, drinking some decent cider, and it was named Camera Cider Pub of the Year in Scotland.
Scottish Cider Pub of the Year,
just the other week, which is ace.
Well, which is very good and also expected.
I also expect, yeah.
Well, it'd already been graded, I think, last year, the best cider pub in Edinburgh.
Yeah, that's right.
Which was, we could have told them that. I mean, that's literally what we did. We validated that well before Camera got involved.
True. Maybe we've got a part to play in that.
But we can maybe trust Camera's opinion that it's the best cider pub in Scotland as a whole now. So, everyone go to the Jolly Judge if you've not already been.
It's off the Royal Mall, near the castle. What else have we been up to? I got married.
Yes,
that was fun.
Congratulations, James.
With Neil, my best man here. And where did you take us on my stag do?
Oh yeah, the stag do. Yeah, we went to Bristol
for obvious reasons.
Yes, and we drank quite a bit of cider. I think in the first afternoon, we tried almost every cider on the cider boat.
Yeah,
the Apple. One of the more well-renowned cider pubs in Bristol.
It was pretty ace. Having cider pub, on a boat, literally next door to our premier inn.
Yeah,
was that's all I needed, really.
Yeah, we were staying 50 yards away from a boat with 20 different kinds of cider. this was your favourite part of the stag do, I'm assuming.
One of them. I mean, we still went to the stable and our friend Hector from the stable let us sample 10 completely different ciders. That was fun.
With some decent pizza
as well.
With
some decent pizza as well. So we need to go back to Bristol. We need to go back to Bristol.
We will go back to Bristol.
Maybe one day you might get married and can go on another stag do to Bristol.
Moving on.
Moving on. Well, I think that's what else we've what else have we been up to? Actually, one small thing. We did just miss out on some BrewDog cider.
BrewDog cider?
Yeah, do you remember that? Your memory is atrocious.
My memory is atrocious.
So last year we just decided to go to BrewDog one day in Edinburgh, and the guy at the bar told us that they earlier on that day they'd had some BrewDog small batch cider on.
So BrewDog have made their own cider. Yeah, but was this like so? It, for the listener's benefit, sometimes you and I end up at BrewDog at the end of an evening.
No, this was early. This was light. It was light outside. This,
yeah, but it's light outside until 11 o'clock well, yeah, night at someone in Scotland.
Anyway, yes, they...
So we probably already had about five or six drinks before going to BrewDog.
I can't remember why it was. Anyway, we went there. So I struggled to find out much about it because it was there was a few people mentioning on Twitter at the time and a few other places. And see, it looks like a one-off. It looks like they just made a kind of single one-off small batch of cider and stuck it in some of their pubs. But maybe one day they might introduce a more long-standing cider. To their lineup.
I know, it'll be interesting. Because usually, do they still stock Sanford Orchards?
No, they seem to change. Remember when we were there last and they had those two, they're in like the kind of narrow green bottles and it's kind of got like a yellow pattern on it. And it starts with S, the name of them. It's called like Soxolot or something like that. What the hell is it?
I don't remember.
And one of them was a Granny Smith. And the other...
Oh, I remember. I can't remember the name, but I remember the size of them. But to me, in my head, it was basically appetizer.
I think they're not bad.
Maybe just the look of the bottle.
I've come across them since. Yeah, the bottle does look a lot like appetizer. I've come across them since. But so I think they vary. But if they brought their own cider in, that'd be pretty easy.
One thing you forgot to mention is you did have three, not just after the stag do, but in the wedding itself, you had three... boxes of cider on the go.
We did have a free cider bar at the wedding.
And it was a good little experiment because, so you had three ciders, or do you have two ciders, one perry?
Well, actually, we had one cider and two perries in the end, didn't we?
Did you?
Yeah.
You had a Farmer Jim's...
Yeah, the Farmer Jim's medium, which went down very well.
Very well. You had a...
And then we had the, if I remember, we had Oliver's, yeah, we had Oliver's perry. Yeah. And Oliver's Brandy Perry.
Now, and the Oliver's Perry went down quite well as well. Mm. The Brandy Perry, not so much.
Not so much. I liked it. And I drank the rest of it afterwards. I'll take it back here.
Yeah, but so the Farmer Jim's and the Standard Perry, they went in the by the end of the wedding.
Yeah.
But there was still quite a bit of the Brandy Perry.
Yeah, left, and that, funnily enough, was the one that I got an extra box of just for myself. I ended up with a lot of that.
Any other news to report?
I think that's the bulk of it, to be honest. I've been picking up the occasional decent cider around the country, but yeah, that's the bulk of what's happened in the last couple of years, at least.
Good stuff. So. At this juncture, we either do a Let's Branch Out, or use sometimes an alternative
yes.
feature
right.
for me.
So, what we've got next, there's this bottle sitting in front of us that is quite dark, and I've covered up the label. And basically, what it is a combination of two previous features.
Right.
It's not Mystery Cider.
Right.
And it's not Let's Branch Out, which is where we would try something that... why do we call Let's Branch Out?
It was not a cider. It was not a cider, not a beer, not a wine, not a spirit, but which cider drinkers might enjoy.
Yeah. So it's a kind of... But even that definition was quite loose. So this is a mystery Let's Branch Out.
Right. And mystery cider was a feature which...
And mystery... Yeah, that kind of speaks for itself. I'd get Neil to try a cider. He didn't know what it was. He'd say what it was, rate it, and then we'd have a laugh when I took the cover off. He'd said he liked it, and it was Carling British Cider. So, I want you to crack this open and pour us some out. You can pour me out as well, because I haven't actually tasted this. I will also say that I've had this in the cupboard probably since we did the last show. So, that's going to add in... I don't think you could even buy this anymore in the shop. Well, no, maybe you can. That's not necessarily a clue. We'll see what we think of this.
So it's an average cider style 500ml bottle, and it's a black bottle with your paper covering it.
So you have no idea what it is. I don't even know what colour.
And it's...
it's meant to be that colour.
It's pink.
Give me some.
It's definitely pink. And you know what this is, just...
Yeah.
In fact, it's almost orange.
It's
a kind of orangey pink. Is it pink?
Well, it's when you hold up to the light, it is kind of orange.
Should say the light's different in our new recording studio.
Yeah, oh my, have you smelt it?
That smells like cola cubes. Or cream soda or something like that.
Wow, it smells quite good though, to be honest. It smells so sweet.
That smells like cola cubes.
Oh.
It tastes like cola cubes. It's quite nice, actually. It's definitely that kind of like American candy style thing.
Mm.
I'm going to say it's some sort of cola cube flavor cider.
Okay. Okay.
Well. Or like a bastardized Strongbow with cola cubes.
Let's reveal the label, shall we?
Yeah.
And see how you got on. What we have here is Stivvies.
Right.
That say, for some reason, the original cider on the front. Cola fruits.
That's not bad.
So very, very well done there.
I'm going to give myself 9 out of 10
for that. Very well done there, yes.
In fact, I've pretty much done... I've got that bang on.
Because I don't know if I would have been able to guess cola, not knowing cola.
Well, cola cubes. You know the cola cubes, the sweets.
No, what are cola...
You've never had cola cubes, the sweet?
I don't know.
Big red cubes that you used to get.
Cubes?
Yeah. They're cola cubes. They're...
No.
That's why... Right, did you not notice that it was called cola with a K?
Well, I did wonder that.
I can't believe you've never had cola. Okay, listeners, please send James your cola cubes in the post because he's clearly had a deprived childhood.
I used never to have had those things that were round, and I think were they called Frosties or something? They were sort of like hard fruit pastels from the ice cream van back in the day.
Yeah, you're not too far away. That kind of thing.
Okay,
but cubed, red cubed, coated in crystallized sugar,
and hard candy. Hard?
Hard candy.
Yeah, right. No, never.
Just Google cola cubes and you'll see what I mean.
I will look it up.
I cannot believe you've never had cola cubes.
Do you still get them?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you do.
Well, you can get me some if the listeners don't.
I mean, there is like, so you know bonbons
Mm-mm.
and cola bottles. They're as common as those.
Yeah.
They're as common as a sweet as those.
So, but it's interesting, like, is there a distinctive taste between the cola cubes and cola bottles?
Oh, yeah, cola cubes are like this. This is like cola cubes. So, yeah, listeners, if you want to drink cola cubes...
Oh, yeah, I've just Googled it. They look like those, like, dried papaya bits from the photos, but...
Stivvies, the original cider, cola fruits is the way to go.
Yeah. You probably don't get any more, because, as I said, I've had this in the cupboard for probably about 3 years, to be honest. So...
I mean, as cheap, shitty type cider goes, it's quite interesting because it's very different.
I mean, why the hell they call it cider?
It's not cider.
It's like, I mean, there's nothing cidery about it. It doesn't even, it takes 4 cool, crisp apples, it says on the back. The unique flavour of
there's not
cola.
One apple in that.
What is cola with a K then? Is that a thing?
Well, it's that kind of flavour that you're tasting. That flavour that is only that you've never had before.
But what is it? Where does it come from?
I don't know. It's just cola cubes.
Okay.
It's its own thing.
Where do cola cubes? Do they grow on trees? Cola cube trees?
No, they're manufactured e-numbers and such, but...
Hmm.
I'm shocked. I am literally shocked that you've never had cola cubes.
No, I've never had cola cubes. But I'm going to find some now, because I kind of like the taste. Yeah, you don't compare it to cider.
That's not cider.
And it's... I mean, yeah, I think the Let's Branch Out feature, we kind of knew.
Abandoned it.
Well, it was in the early days originally when we were still on like flavoured magnets and things, and then there was things like Krabby's Ginger Beer that worked perfectly. But yeah. Then when we discovered like proper cider, there's nothing really that could work with proper cider. And other than the likes of some of your like apple brandies and things like that. In fact, there was a... ice cider that I came across but didn't buy in Beer Zoo. It was this really small bottle. It was really expensive, and I think it was about wine percentage, from what I remember. by Once Upon a Tree, I think it was.
Like Apple Vine kind of thing.
It was, yeah, I think it wasn't far off that. But we need to find some of that. That would work as a nice light branch out, something a bit different.
I did have, so I was in Germany last year. I did have some German cider. It was all right. It was nothing special. But German beer is much better than German cider.
Yeah, they're not really renowned for their cider.
They call it Apple Vine, but it was just like cider.
Mm. But just like what kind of cider?
To be honest, it wasn't noteworthy enough for me to remember it that much. And also, the thing is, when you go to like a beer hall in Germany, like the beer's so much better. And it wasn't notable enough to remember. This is why I send you pictures of cider that I drink, because you've got better memory.
Yeah, true. I just need to look up your photo history and then we can see exactly what you've been drinking.
Anyway, that was Let's Branch Out / Mystery Cider.
Mystery Let's Branch Out. Yes.
Yeah.
Which I might bring back it one day. I kind of like that.
So if you've got a penchant for living in the past and tasting your Cola Cube childhood, try Stivvy's The Original Cider Cola Fruits, listeners.
Which you might not be able to buy anymore.
Yeah. So at this juncture, we used to do correspondence. Do we still do correspondence?
It's been a while since we've done the last podcast. So
it's been over 2 years since we recorded.
It's not like we've been asking people recently for correspondence. We've had the occasional queries on Twitter about people coming to visit Edinburgh and where should they go for cider.
And I think it's fairly obvious where we recommend.
Yeah, and then I sent them to the cider map on our website, which is still
sort of up to date
because I don't think pubs. Generally, it will highlight the ones that are more likely to sell a real cider.
Yeah, I think
rather than what's in each one.
I think it's important to say it's actually the recommendations of pubs to go to are still relatively valid on that, especially the ones we highly recommend.
Yeah,
but the list of which ciders a particular pub might have might not be quite up to date. I think is a safe.
Exactly. I mean, it says when we last went there, which was probably about 5 years ago.
But a useful resource for any wandering cider fan.
True. But to be honest, I think you would just go to the Jolly Judge. Although saying that, I think the Blue Blazer now always has a real cider on.
And also the one across from Waverley Station.
The Guildford Arms.
The Guildford
Arms. Yeah, but sometimes it's a fruity one and it's
yeah, but oh, in fact, I'll make one mention as well. What used to be Jekyll and Hyde.
Okay.
Which is now the Tap Room. Mm. It has a mango cider on. And it, well, I think they have a rotating cider. So they've got 8 rotating taps, one of which is cider. But the last 3 times I've been in, they've had this mango cider. Now, you might expect us not to like a mango cider. But I'm telling you that this is a proper cider that is mango flavoured.
Was it Lily's mango cider?
I think it might be, but I'm not 100% sure.
Because I think I've come across that before. And yeah, it's quite refreshing. Again,
it shouldn't really
be called cider. But
don't just say it's refreshing, because refreshing implies that it could be like a cheap, shitty, sugary Magners, Copperberg. It's not that. It's a proper drink.
Yeah.
Do you know, and I think we can now tell the difference when we taste something, forget about whether it's got fruit, forget whether it meets a certain specification.
True.
Is this a proper drink or a sugary, sweetened thing. And that's a proper drink.
Yeah.
So I recommend Lily's Mango Cider, especially in the tap room.
If you're on a hot day like this, when it's been like 26 degrees.
Absolutely perfect.
It does tick the boxes. Yeah.
On the hottest day of the year, we are currently indoors drinking cider. Although it's now in the evening, so we don't feel quite so bad about it.
No, true, but for acoustics, it's better inside. Yes, but ultimately, if you're coming to visit Edinburgh, get in touch, because we'd love to have a drink with you if you're looking for some decent cider. We can show you the Jolly Judge.
Yeah, it's always interesting to hear from cider fans, and I think we should do more podcasting again. I think it's time to kick this up.
Got the taste for it. Well, I do have another.
You've got your house moved done. You're married. We can now go back into this.
We'll see how this one goes down. We'll see how this one goes down. I do have a few more crates of random ciders that I've been storing away, and as these have seemed to have largely lasted the time, then we can
work our way through the backlog.
Hopefully, the others are good too. Right. Anyway, right, enough gibbering on.
Thank you, listeners, and we'll hopefully speak to you soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.